insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses in this session. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
We were discussing verse 128. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started in verse 127 actually, talking about the prayers and the supplications and quoting them from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. It says that when Prophet Ibrahim built or rebuilt the house of Allah, Baytullah al-Haram, the Kaaba, over the foundations that were already there, after he finished the task, he started supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one was, O Allah, accept what we have done. And there were points in the way that this great prophet has made that supplication that we already explained. The second prayer that this great prophet made was that, O Allah, make us submissive to yourself. Make us, meaning at first he mentions himself and his son Ismail, that together they rebuilt the house. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes him of making the same prayer and requesting the same blessing for some of his progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا, he quotes Prophet Ibrahim, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and raise from our progeny a nation submissive to you. Now there's a point that I wanted to mention regarding submission. Briefly, we explained in the previous session that this submission that is being asked here is not the same as what is used as the word Islam, as the religion. And, you know, the word Islam is used as the name of this last religion. According to the Holy Quran, of course, says that deen and religion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been Islam. But in any case, we know this religion as Islam. There's even a verse in the Holy Quran that when the Bedouin Arabs came to the Prophet bragging about becoming believers and having faith in his religion, the Prophet was told to announce to them that you haven't become believers, you don't believe yet, you've only become Muslims. And it says, قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Don't say amanna, say aslamna. This Islam that is mentioned in that verse, which the meaning of that is also submission, it's the same word that's being used here. But the submission that is used here, and what is meant here, is not that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me and my son Muslims, and then asking that, oh Allah, make a nation of Muslims out of my progeny. That's not what it's talking about. What it's asking is very interestingly, in this section that we're discussing today, it doesn't say that make my progeny Muslims. He says, and raise from our progeny. In other words, from amongst the progeny, raise an ummah, a nation that's submissive to you. A nation means a group of people. An ummah means a group of people. Not the ummah that we call the ummah of the Holy Prophet, all of mankind, after the coming and the prophethood of the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is considered the ummah of the Holy Prophet, in the sense that he was the prophet of all of mankind, and all of mankind in this sense is considered one nation. But literally the word ummah does not necessarily mean that, depends on the context. In this context, Prophet Ibrahim says, from amongst my children, from amongst our progeny, the progeny of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail together, raise a nation from amongst them that is submissive to. That means some of them are going to have that characteristic, not all. I want a group of them from amongst them to become these Muslims, those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows, again, this is another sign that this does not mean that I want, oh Allah, please make some of my progeny Muslims, in the sense that I want them to be followers of this religion. Because you wouldn't be asking that for a group of your children, a group of your progeny. You would say, I want all of them to be Muslims. Any father would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please make my children and all of them as Muslims and believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in yourself. Prophet Ibrahim and his children have always advised their children to be believing in God, don't worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the approach that they've had. They've never asked, oh Allah, please, you don't need to make all of my children Muslims, but some of them. No. This meaning of Islam is such a very difficult level of submission that they are asking for, that barely anyone has this. And maybe that's why Prophet Ibrahim here says, asking a lot from Allah, make from my progeny an ummah, a nation that's submissive to you. He knows that all of his children are not going to reach that level. It would be great if all of them are Muslims, in the sense that they believe in this religion and the correct religion that they're supposed to at any time. That would have been great. But this level of submission, the true submission, that submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all different aspects, this is something that Prophet Ibrahim knows not everyone can have. So he's asking a lot by saying, oh Allah, make from our progeny a nation that's submissive to you. Now, one point about this submission that is something that we can take from is this point that I want to emphasize on. Obviously, because the word that we're dealing with and the concept that we're dealing with is itself a higher level of iman, it's not one of the lower levels of iman, just, you know, worshiping God in the sense that, you know, practice what you're told, do the wajibat and stay away from the muharramat, which is the minimum everyone has got to have. There's no question, even the prophets have got to have that, which there's misconceptions about that. I don't want to get into that. But in any case, this is a higher level of that type of submission. That submission in wajibat and muharramat, in the actions. One thing I want to focus on, one of the points from this submission, is the internal submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times we may be submitting to Allah in our actions. In what way? In performing exactly what He has told us. When He has told us to stay away from haram, we stay away from, I don't commit sins. When we perform our wajibat, we do them and we don't leave them out. We've done that. But that's externally. Internally, I would love to commit that sin, but because it's a sin, because God doesn't like it, I'm not going to perform it. Well, this is, it's great. We need to have that. Even, you know, those are the first steps that we need to take to free ourselves from the nafs and from the animalistic aspect of our being. Okay, we need to do that, but I am not that submissive in my existence that my wishes and my desires are in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me. This submission that Prophet Ibrahim is asking for is so great that even the desires and the wishes are in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want. They wouldn't even desire, they don't want to even desire or even want or wish for a single second anything that God does not want. Not that I am still wishing it and I still want it and I keep myself from getting there and from performing that. Now, one thing that we need to point out here about this, because, you know, this is, as we said, as one of the higher ranks and levels of spirituality that is not a very a normal level of spirituality. We're talking about a very high level of spirituality. When people start talking about spirituality, which is very prominent these days, because of the disgusting, materialistic, and completely soulless lives of people, more and more people are turning to spirituality. They want to change that. They feel disgusting and disgusted inside, and they want to change that, so they move towards spirituality, and therefore a lot of people are taking advantage of that. Now, this level, this Islam that has been mentioned in this verse, and they are asking for, how is that achieved? We can take one point from this verse to try to direct us and guide us to that direction. Okay. The only way, and we emphasize, the only way to reach this level of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's not even the desire to commit sin, even the desires of a human become in line with God's will. As the previous verse, the foundation of these prayers and the supplications that Prophet Ibrahim made was that he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a task that was put on his shoulders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to perform this task of building the house, or rebuilding the house. Okay. When he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he submitted in that action and he performed that, he's asking for more submission. God, please make me submissive to you in all aspects. And this is very logical. If we want to reach the level of spirituality that is complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no way except to be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our lower level. The guideline that the Holy Quran tells us is, at whatever level you're at, you need to be doing and submitting to God to whatever level and extent you can. At that point, at whatever point we're at, okay, we come short of being more submissive at our level. But by doing the maximum of what we can do in our levels and being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to be more and more submissive to Him. And that's where we can reach that level of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, these are very key points of Islamic spirituality that are mentioned in this verse. And the general guideline to get there is also mentioned and hinted in this verse as well. And the word Islam also tells us. So let's not be fooled by people who talk about Islamic spirituality and consider themselves urafa, or talk about some teachers of irfan and all of that, but they speak of rituals and practices that are not mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to do. The only way to reach submission and complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to submit to Him in knowledge and in practice. Accept only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Holy Quran and in the Sunnah, and only practice that. And that is what is going to get us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get us to the level of full submission to Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.